The long-awaited decision on local government reorganisation has been made, with council boundaries being redrawn in various areas around the country. So what does it mean for residents of Rutland and Stamford? And how do our key political figures feel about the decisions? The reorganisation is a landmark moment in the political landscape of our local area, as we see dramatic changes. It was declared on Thursday that Rutland will no longer have its own local authority, but will instead join with the wider Leicestershire area. The new unitary council will include North West Leicestershire, Milton, Hinckley and Bosworth, as well as Rutland. Meanwhile, Stamford and South Caerstephen will also see changes as they join an authority which will span up to Skegness, but will not include Lincoln itself. So what do the changes mean? For Rutland, it means Oakham will no longer be home of the county council. Instead, it will be part of a much larger local authority, which will be responsible for things like education, social care, housing, waste collection, planning and transport. As will Stamford and South Caerstephen, as they will now be part of England's second largest council area, with around 580,000 residents. How did this all come about? Well, since December 2024, various councils across the country have been going through a process to determine different proposals for their futures. This was as a result of a white paper, an official government policy, which called for devolution in a bid, as it said, to distribute political, social and economic power around the country. It called for new authorities to be made. Councils then had some time to submit proposals for different options for their area. MP for Rutland and Stamford, Alicia Kearns, has expressed her dismay at the decisions concerning both areas.
This is a seismic moment for our communities, and if I'm honest, quite a dark day for democracy. The government has chosen some of the worst possible outcomes for our communities across Rutland, Lincolnshire and Leicestershire, rewarding the Labour cities of Leicester and Lincoln, and then imposing this on us by Labour government.
So more on the changes for Rutland now. For historical context, Rutland, traditionally recognised as England's smallest historical county, was taken into Leicestershire in 1974, but regained its independence in 1997. During the local government reorganisation process, Rutland County Council endorsed something called the North City South Proposals, which would have seen three separate councils, one for the north of Leicestershire and Rutland, one for the south and one for Leicester City. However, the final decision by Whitehall is for just two unitary councils. MP Kearns highlighted her concerns about the changes for Rutland.
It's incredibly infuriating. Rutland will not be its own council for the first time in modern history. There is still a risk that we lose our identity because the government refuses to accept the impact of their reforms. We will have Rutland subsumed, taken over again by Leicestershire. We have the Leicester City expansion taking over some of our harbour villages. You know, Rutland's now going to go from a council of 40, serving 40,000 something people, to 578,000 people.
She went on to express her disappointment in the decision-making process and Rutland County Council.
I should also add that the government conveniently forgot to invite Rutland, Leicestershire and Lincolnshire MPs to their disgracefully short 15-minute briefing this morning on local government reform, which I think gives us an idea of the contempt they feel for us. Where are our voices going to be heard in this? And the fact that Rutland County Council is embracing the decision is no surprise, given that they literally asked the government to fast-track us into this reorganisation.
I met with Rutland County Council leader Christine Wise to put MP Kearns' concerns to her.
MP Alicia Kearns for Rutland and Stamford said earlier in a statement that she was criticising the democratic process of the decision-making, and also the fact that Rutland County Council is now almost supporting the new plan. Do you have anything to say in response to that?
We were told what model the government was going for. We put forward our case. We thought we had a strong case. They clearly thought otherwise. We have to now concentrate on doing what is best for Rutland. We have to be at the table if we are going to do the best we can for Rutland. I don't think saying we need to be at the table is the same thing as saying, I absolutely love it, this idea. It's about doing the best for the people of Rutland.
Local residents are concerned about losing their identity as a consequence of the local government reorganisation, and there have been 7,100 signatures on the Save Rutland petition, along with several pleas by local people to protect the county's ceremonial status moving forwards. Here's what Councillor Wise had to say.
So Rutland has a very strong identity, and I think we will keep that strong identity. I said to somebody earlier on today, the Cotswolds, I don't know what local authority they come under, but everybody knows the character of the Cotswolds. Same with the Forest of Dean. The local authority doesn't determine the identity. It's the people that determine the identity.
Another Rutland County Council member, Lucy Stevenson, said in her press statement that she disagrees with the decision, but that she thinks it is now important to focus on ensuring that Rutland enters the new arrangement in the strongest possible position. Commenting on local identity, she added, "Rutland is far more than a local authority. It is a historic county, a close-knit community, and a place that inspires enormous pride in those who live here. No government decision can take that away." I asked Councillor Wise about the positives of a larger authority.
There are several. One that we could point to, for example, is there are a number of services that we buy into on a service level agreement. Service level agreements are never completely perfect. You're buying into a service that somebody else shapes. We will now be at the table shaping those services.
So, how is RCC going to put protections in place for residents during the transition and after? How are you going to, you know, really stand up for rural residents of Rutland?
Well, we have to remember that Rutland County Council continues on until April 2028, and the services will be what they have always been. We are attempting in that time to set up a number of legacy projects so that we leave Rutland County Council is left in the best position possible going forward. So you have already covered the health developments at the Rutland Memorial Hospital. I don't know whether you've done anything on the Meditech Centre. There are a number of things that we're putting in place to make sure that Rutland is well set up for the future.
Moving over to Stamford and South Caerstephan now, MP Kearns also voiced her concerns of it being part of a larger local authority.
And we will now have rural South Caerstephan served by an enormous council going all the way up, you know, way up the coast. Lincolnshire and Rutland were really clear throughout all of this about what they wanted, which was doing small rural councils served by councillors who live and breathe everything our communities need. And that is absolutely the opposite of what we're going to get. And I will keep on fighting.
Callum Cook, Lincolnshire County Councillor for Stamford East, said in a statement on social media that he is deeply disappointed by the new model for Stamford. He said he will continue to speak up for the town and support any lawful and credible effort to challenge the decision. On approaching Whitehall for comment on the decision, Rutland and Stamford Sound was signposted to a press release from the Secretary of State for Housing, Communities and Local Government, Steve Reid. It said, "We're shaking up local government so that people get the services they deserve. Cleaner streets, better care and money spent on what matters most to local people. These reforms create stronger, more efficient councils that lay the foundations for real devolution and the economic growth that will bring new jobs and opportunities to communities right across England." So, local council changes are afoot, but when does it all happen? Whilst the official handover is scheduled for April 2028, new council elections will take place in May 2027, and until then, all existing councils will operate as usual. Angela Wilson, Rutland and Stamford Sound.